This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony is, did a great job with leading. It has pushed me to push myself.
Brick by Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
Welcome and thank you. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I definitely want to appreciate you for being here at the first ever Plant Better Weekly Mindset Call. This call is designed to pour into you so you can pour into the lives of others. Again, my name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I will be your forming partner as I will help you plant the seeds that are worthy of you so you can have a better quality of life, of the life that you so desire. Here's the announcement section of this phone call. We have a podcast. It is a wonderful podcast, a top 20 podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. It is called Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It's available on iTunes and Podomatic. That is podomatic.com, and of course you know iTunes. To access either of these platforms, simply visit iTunes Store from your podcast app or search Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. on your Podomatic or simply over the internet, a Google search will do it. If you miss any part of this phone call, it will be available for you to download at any different time, plus many different episodes of season 4 right now, many different business topics and personal development tools. Additionally, I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this phone call right now at this very moment who's experienced one-on-one coaching, and their lives, their incomes, their relationships have all drastically changed and increased as a result of this one-on-one coaching. If you are interested, please email us. I have a full staff at coaching@revtony.org. Again, that's coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial coaching session to see if you and I are a good fit for one another. Listen, last thing, if you are on this call, if you're ready to change your mind, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, take some notes. If you're on social media, and social media will better be Twitter or any of your favorite social medias, and you hear something that resonates with you or speaks to your spirit or whatever you would like to call it, then use the hashtag Plant Better and quote it all over Facebook. Let us jump immediately into tonight's call. Tonight, I want to talk about tapping into your genius. Let me repeat that because I wanted to resonate into your soul. Tapping into your genius. Guys, gals, listen, you are sitting here. What one thing, let me say this first. First off, you may have heard some of these things before. You may not have. If you don't like what I'm going to say, then disregard it. If you love what I say, then use it. But use whatever. Don't just be a thinker. Be a doer. This world has tricked you into being average. You have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to believing that average is okay. There is no average people, or there are no average people on planet Earth. Everybody on planet Earth has the right to be a genius because you were all born with genius potential inside of you. The system, everything, people who are scared of their own lives and now are there dictating your lives, they have stopped you from being the genius that you can be. Everybody on planet Earth can be a genius. Some of you right now, you are a knife. And you are a knife and you cut through all the obstacles in your life. And the issue has now become people are telling you you're too sharp. Stop being so blunt. Stop being so aggressive. Stop multitasking. And what these people have done is they've taken your natural talent to be a knife, and they've made you well-rounded. And instead of being a knife with a long blade, they forced you to be a used-to-be knife that's now a long spoon. And everybody is not meant to be a spoon, just like everybody is not meant to be a knife. You cannot be a knife cutting through some cardboard, just like you cannot be a spoon in a bowl of cereal. A spoon is a genius in its environment, and a knife is a genius in its environment. So I have 10 things that I want to talk to you about tapping into your genius. Number one, write this down if you're taking notes. You need to identify quickly that it is possible. Okay, I slowed down so you can receive it and write it down. Number one, it is possible. Most people are simply one opportunity away from their greatness, but they don't believe it's possible. And because they don't believe it's possible, they surround themselves with other people who make them feel like it is not possible. Let me repeat that. Most people are one opportunity away from greatness, but they don't believe it is possible. And since they don't believe it is possible, they surround themselves around people who reinforce the idea that it's not possible for them to achieve their dreams. Listen, if you're one of these people, and you could be either one of these people, you can either be in this world the person achieving their dreams or the person letting someone stop you from achieving your dreams, or you're the person stopping others from achieving their dreams. There are only three different people on planet Earth. Listen, you are either achieving everything that you wanted to be. If you are what you said you wanted to be in kindergarten, then you've done a wonderful job. You've achieved your dreams. You have a responsibility to go backward and help other people achieve their dreams. If you do not like where you are in life, if you do not appreciate where you are in life, you are a person who is allowing someone else or your environment to knock the genius right out of you. Or maybe that's not you. Maybe you have already knocked the genius outside of you, and you're so upset with yourself, you are now currently knocking the genius potential out of everybody else. We know these people. As I've been talking for now 7 minutes, you guys have understood that I have been talking, and some of you said, man, I am that person, or you said, man, I know that person. You are either someone living your dreams, you're either someone living his dreams, talking people out of their dreams, or you're letting other people talk you out of your dreams. You have the right to be a genius. If you think Einstein is the only genius that have ever crossed planet Earth or people like that, you have missed the fact of what genius is. IQ tests, as good as they are, they're a bit unfair because intelligence can be measured also in mechanical intelligence or artistic intelligence or any other intelligence, poetical intelligence. Find your genius. But how you find your genius, number one, you need to make sure that you understand it's possible. Say this every single day that you wake up. You need to say it every single day that you get up in the morning. I want you guys, every single day you get up in the morning, you need to say, I know it's possible. Whatever it is for you, whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, you want to pay off your house, you need to understand that it is possible. You want to pay off your debt, you need to understand that it is possible. You want to get pregnant, you need to understand that it is possible. Whatever it is, you need to say it every single day that it is possible. Why? Because you're changing your belief system. Listen, you are on this call because you obviously want something more than the people around you. Think about it for a second. How many of you invited someone to this call and they did not call in. I need you to understand that everybody around you will not tap into their genius because they're too afraid to do so, and we'll discover that later on. So when you declare, when you believe that it is possible, then you're changing your belief system. Why do you need to change your belief system? Because your memory is killing you. Whew, I know I just said something good there. Some of you are not successful because you keep replaying the thoughts inside of your head, and those thoughts and those memories inside of your head are not good memories. They're the memories that are shutting you down. They are memories that are creating you more frowns. They're memories that make you hate your husband. They're memories that make you hate your wife. They're memories that make you remember that someone made fun of your poetry in the third grade. Now you're 43 years old, and you do not let people read the secret poetry under your mattress. You got 500 poems, and people can't read them because your memory of what happened to you when you were 7 years old is now dominating you and while you're 43 years old. Please do not laugh at that. It's no laughing matter. Many of you are living a life that is not worthy of you, not because you're untalented, not because you're not a genius, but simply because your memory is killing you. So here is how you change your belief system and get out the fact that your memory is killing you. You need to start operating out of your imagination. You need to remember when you were a child, you wanted to be an astronaut, you wanted to be a basketball star, you wanted to be the first person to dunk the ball from half court. You wanted to be all these things, but somebody told you it was not possible, and you start operating into reality instead of operating into your imagination. Keep walking with me. I'm going somewhere. You need to understand that if I ask a kindergarten class, and we've done this before, this is an absolute fact. If I ask a kindergarten class, who in here can sing, all that kindergarten class will raise their hand. By the time they get to the first grade, if you ask that same group of students who can sing in the class, less than half of them are going to raise their hands. Is it because this six-year-old had so much of a cognitive skill to realize they cannot sing? Or is it because adults around them and their peers around them have convinced them of what they cannot do? Many of you are living off memories. You're operating off memories of what other people told you of what you cannot do. So if you want to tap into your genius, if you want to be that real estate investor, if you want to be that artist, if you want to be that wonderful wonderful stay-at-home mom that takes care of you, if you want to bring your husband home so he can retire, if you want to take all the trips you want to take, you need to stop operating from your memory because your memory is killing you and start operating out of your imagination. You need to see where you want to go. You need to believe where you want to go and only operate there because the people that you need to change your life, they don't exist in your current reality. They exist in your imagination, and through your imagination, you will pull them into your current reality. Why is this important? Because if you want to be average, then you need to understand the first thing you need to do is think that things are possible. When you operate out of your imagination, you would be just like Thomas Edison. I need for you to understand that Thomas Edison said, I would like sunlight to rush into this enclosed building, and I would like it to appear the moment I flick upon a switch. That is absolutely insane. It makes no sense. That is not operating. His reality said it's dark in here. And the opportunity that he had was to think I can make sunlight rush in and create the incandescent light bulb, or I can accept my reality. Most of you are dying in a dark room because you have accepted your reality and you're not inventing the sunlight that will bless you beyond measure because you're not operating in your imagination. Life will happen to your dreams. That doesn't matter because your job is to recognize it's all possible. Number two, Lord, this is a good one right here. Number two, stop saying things like, I would, but. If you want to tap into your genius, you need to stop saying things like, I would, but. All people who are not living in their dreams, not living in their genius, not happy with their lives, they use this statement. I was watching Les Brown one day, and he was giving a talk, and I heard him say this statement right here. But is an argument for our limitations. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them. Wow. But is an argument for our limitations. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them. The word but has killed more dreams than death ever has. Listen to what I just said. The word but has killed more dreams than death ever has. Many of you, you're not living into your, and you can. You can get it. You can get that car. You can get that spouse. You can get whatever you want. But you're spending so much time living in the but, and you talk yourself out of what is worthy of you. Stop being I would but person and be I am person. The I would but is killing you and is stopping you from living inside of your genius. Many people say no to things that will help them be successful, and then they lie and say they will do anything. Listen to what I just said. Many of you right now, you literally say you'll do anything to be successful, and then you turn around and you say no to the very thing that will make you successful. Allow me to tell you a true story. I was in network marketing one day, and I met this guy. Young guy, young father. He was about 23, 24 years old. He was a little tad bit younger than me, and he just had a daughter. And him and his wife had a daughter. She was 6 months old, and it was right before Christmas. It was like middle of December, and I said, well, listen, here's this business. It starts in this manner, and network marketing is pretty good. If you at least go to do a presentation, and so you can learn the things outside of your reality. I'm not telling you to join a network marketing company, but at the least see how direct sales work, because you don't need to be the best writer in the world to sell a best-selling book. You need to be the best seller in the world to sell the best-selling book. But again, back to my story. This guy, I said, listen, man, $400 to get you in. I'll change the policy of your life right now. You do $400 and you come in 2 years, you won't recognize your life where it is. He said, well, hold on. I would give $400, but here's the issue. My daughter is Christmas. I want to buy her a present. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. You just told me you can't afford this business, and now you're telling me you're going to buy presents. He said, yeah, exactly what I'm going to do. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Here's what a wealthy person, a wealthy-minded person would do. They would not buy your six-month-old daughter Christmas present that you can't afford, that you have to borrow money for, and that you have to go to overdraft to receive, and that she isn't even going to remember or pay attention to. A wealthy person, a wealthy-minded person, would put that Christmas present money inside an investment account or whatever. So come next Christmas, you can get your daughter whatever you want to. And when I told him that, he became irate. He cursed me, and he told me some words that you don't learn in Sunday school, and he was absolutely upset with me, and he left me, and I never met him again. I don't know where he is. I have no idea, but if he has that same mindset, he's poor, and he's still going to struggle this year to buy his daughter's present. Now, if you just heard me and you have a problem with what I just said, I did not tell him not to take care of his daughter. What I simply said was, give up a little bit now, and you'll get every single thing that you ever wanted later on. And it makes no sense for you to take your income and squander it on something that nobody but you is going to remember. He told me he would do whatever it takes to be successful, but when it was to sacrifice the pride of how he is buying presents for his six-month-old daughter, he could not sacrifice his pride, and so he was not willing to do whatever it takes. He was willing to do whatever it takes for himself to be prideful and look good. If you want to be successful, if you want to tap into your genius, you need to sacrifice your pride and stop saying things like, I'll do everything for my kids, but you won't save money or invest in their future. You're lying to yourself, and stop. I don't mean to be so blunt, but that is my personality. You are dying every single day, so you might as well live like tomorrow is not promised. Scientifically, you are dying every single day, so you might as well live like tomorrow is not promised. The only thing, listen, guys, and you can quote me for this here, and you can use the hashtag plant better, because I'm about to say something that's a tad bit offensive. The only good things that come to those who wait are leftover things that are left over by those who hustle. Did you hear what I just said? The only good things that come to those who wait are the leftover things that are left over by those who hustle. You are, if you're waiting to be successful and you say, well, good things come to those who wait, you're only getting what I rejected. And who wants to live a life living off the rejected things of others? Number three, if you want to tap into your genius, stop living your fears. That's number three. Stop living your fears. What is fear? This is my own definition of fear. Do not look at it in Webster's dictionary. This is just the definition of a man who retired at 29 years old. Fear is the control issues you have concerning the hypothetical thoughts in your head. I just said something there. My definition of fear is very simple. Fear is the control issues you have concerning the hypothetical thoughts in your head. Here's what I mean by that. You literally have control issues, and that is what makes you fear. And you don't fear things that are real. You fear things that do not exist. You are fearing the hypothetical outcome of the situation that has not happened yet, and you fear that outcome, so you respond in the now, you respond in the present to avoid what has not occurred yet. You're afraid to apologize to your wife for what you did wrong because you're afraid of how she's going to respond when she has not responded yet. You're afraid to save 10% of your own income the moment you receive it. You're afraid to pay yourself first. So what you decide to do is pay everybody else, and you end up being broke because you fear your life getting cut off when they have not been cut off yet. Fear is the control issues you have concerning the hypothetical thoughts that you keep in your head. Some of you not only fear the hypothetical situations in your head, but you fear everybody not liking you. Some of you, you spend so much time. Now I'm talking to my quiet folk. I'm talking to my empaths. I'm talking to my introverts. I'm talking to my people pleasers. You spend so much time trying to get everybody to like you, and then you let their fear, you let their potential dislike for you lock you in fear. Stop letting the possible dislike people have for you keep you in fear. If you can't walk into a room and be yourself, that room is not worthy of your time. Did you hear what I just said? If you cannot walk into a room and be yourself, that room is not worthy of you. Go into another room that gives you power and not takes power from you. If you are not in a relationship that is not worthy of you, if you're in a relationship and your husband keeps you in a perpetual state of fear, if you're in a relationship and your wife keeps you in a perpetual state of fear, let go of that fear and your relationship will get better. Either you will get better for it, which definitely will happen, and they'll jump up to your level, or they will simply fall away. Stop letting the possible dislike for other people, stop letting the possible dislike people have for you keep you in a perpetual state of fear. all of us have the power to resurrect ourselves from the death fear has given us. Listen, I know you put your dreams on hold. I know you stopped because you had children. I know that you said, I'm gonna put my husband, let him have his dreams. I know you said, I'm going to let my kids go through school, but they're going through school, and your husband is okay. Now it's time to live for you. I know, Mr. Man, you've worked so hard. You've worked so hard, and you put your wife through school, and you got your kids, and you keep the lights on, and they never tell you thank you. And that's okay, but now is the time to live a life that is worthy of you. Allow me to ask you the question. When is the right time for you to live a life that is worthy of you? If you're dead in fear, if you're dead in your opportunities, if you're dead in the paralyzing, perpetual problems of having fear, then we all have the power to resurrect ourselves out of this fear. When people who live in fear die, no one misses them. Did you hear what I just said? When people who live in fear die, no one misses them. All of you on this phone right now, all of you who will be listening to podcast later, every last one of us, we know someone who has died, and then we saw someone who knows them 6 or 7 months or 6 years later, and we literally said, hey, how is so-and-so? And they told you so-and-so's been dead, and you went, what? Dead? For how long? 6 years, 6 months. And that is somebody who did not live a life worthy of them. They lived a life stuck in fear, and when they died, it was not a big deal. That may offend you, and I don't mean to be offensive, but how do you want to be remembered when you die? Do you want to be the person who lived in fear your entire life, and now you're when you die, nobody remembers you but your immediate family, and I have to ask about you 6 months later only to discover that you have died. Fear. People who live in fear die, and no one misses them. So make it up in your mind as you're tapping into your genius. Make it up in your mind. Before you get buried or cremated, decide you are going to bury or cremate your fears. I'll say that again. Before you get buried or cremated, decide that you are going to bury or cremate your fears. It seems there was a, let me tell you a story. There was a barber in a small local town who had been the only barber in town for years. Everyone went to this barber to get their hair cut. Then one day, a big hair salon franchise came in town and opened shop, and they advertised all haircuts $3. Slowly, the barber's business began to dwindle. He couldn't compete. In a last-ditch effort to save his business, he hired a business consultant. The consultant spent a day poring over the barber's books, asking many questions. At the end of the day, the barber asked the consultant, so what do you think? Should I close up shop? The consultant said, not yet. I'll be back tomorrow. The next day, the consultant showed up with a huge banner that hung in front of the barbershop that said, we fix $3 haircuts. Two things just happened right here. The barber going out of business had enough fortitude to hire someone smarter than him to help him, and the consultant looked at this dwindling, terrible, dying, feces-written situation and came up with a clever idea because he had no fear, and he tapped into his own inner genius to discover that he can reverse the plan that was against his barber and use it against them. If you're going to live in fear, expect to die a death in which no one remembers you. To tap into your genius, number four, renew your mind. It is that simple. You need to renew your mind. You need to renew your thinking. How you talk to yourself is how you will live with yourself. Listen to what I just said. How you talk to yourself is how you will live with yourself. Most of you are drinking the Kool-Aid of other people, and you have no idea you're drinking their Kool-Aid. Another Les Brown quote that I love to say when I'm doing inspiration on the transformational speakings around the country, Les Brown says it this way: the most difficult thing he has ever done was not to earn $1 million, but to believe it can happen to him. Listen to what I just said. The most difficult thing that this millionaire said that he's ever done was not that he earned $1 million, but to believe that he was worthy of making $1 million. Brothers, sisters, friends, family, you're on this call, and you may suffer from the fact that you know $1 million exists. You know someone that has someone living your dreams exists. But the problem is you haven't tapped into your own genius by believing that that successful thing has happened to you. So pause right now just for a moment, and I want you to listen. I want you to home in. I want you to lean in. I want you to, as you're taking your notes, I want you to write down this statement: I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. Whatever makes you happy, whatever it is, the truth is you deserve to be. And the reason why most of you are not happy is because you haven't given yourself permission to be so. You're living in a state of fear. You're living an apology instead of apologizing. I think I'm going to have to do a message about this one day. Most of you are not living a happy life because you've done somebody wrongly, and you're living that apology instead of apologizing to them. Your job is to apologize to someone, move on with your life, be sincere in your apology, and then move on. If I don't accept your apology, that's my problem, that's my curse. You let me deal with that, but you don't listen. Don't you ever live a life living an apology. You will always doom yourself to not tap into your genius, and you will always doom yourself to not be happy. It is not your job to live an apology. It is your job to simply apologize. So wake up every morning, and you need to start saying, good things are happening to me. Good things are happening to me. I deserve to be happy. I have two boys, Ashton and Aiden. Aiden is the oldest. Ashton is the youngest. I have two boys, and since they could talk, I've been telling them that the secret to life is to be happy. And if you ask my boys right now, you say, Aiden, you say, Ashton, what's the secret to life? And they're going to tell you, be happy. Aiden is about to be 8, and Ashton is 4. And they both have the cognitive skills to recognize that the secret to life is be happy. Sure, there are other things, but if you can't be happy, then what's the point of living life at all? And the second thing that I tell them every single day is I tell them every single day that I drop them off, when my wife drops them off to school, I say, be happy, and I say, make other people wealthy. They have no idea of the concept of wealth as the way you may know it, but they have more, as almost eight and 4 years old, they have more of a mindset than I ever had in my late 20s. Because if you be happy and you walk out your house with the mindset that I'm going to make everybody else I meet today wealthy, I assure you, doors will be knocked down for you to be successful. Number 5, develop yourself. What's the point of being a genius if you're not developing yourself? Einstein thought he did mind experiences over and over, experiments over and over again, constantly developing himself. He put his mind in outer space, and he was traveling on the sea, on a light, and traveling at the speed of light, and he thought to himself, what would this light look like? and out of these mind experiments or these thought experiments, he literally came up with the general and special theory of relativity. You owe it to yourself to spend time with yourself and develop yourself. Listen to me. This is a Plant Better Mindset call. This is tapping into your genius. You owe it to yourself to spend time with yourself and develop yourself. Many of us never become great because we become sidetracked by insignificant activities. Whew. Many of you right now, you are not at the potential of your greatness, not because you're not talented, but because you keep becoming sidetracked by insignificant activities. Let me tell you right now, everybody in your life is not worthy of your time. I'm not telling you to be mean to people, but I am telling you every argument does not deserve your attention. Every messy person does not deserve your attention. Everybody with a negative opinion of you does not deserve your attention. Just because you know people does not mean you have to spend all your time with them. Many of you are not living a great life because you keep becoming sidetracked by insignificant activities. The average American spends time reading one book a year. If you want to know, first off, you need to start, if you want to tap into your genius, you need to start reading more books. One book a year is not enough. Listen to me. One book a year is not enough. Here is the secret to developing yourself. Get ready. Here it goes. Get ready to hashtag it. Learn how to say no. Stop dating people that are projects and becoming friends with people who are projects because you're too scared or too lazy to work on yourself. I think I need to repeat that again. Stop dating people that are projects and becoming friends with people who are projects because you're too scared or too lazy to work on yourself. Most of you know you need to work on you. You know you need to develop yourself, but you're too lazy to do it or you're too afraid to do it, so you wind up giving advice and developing everyone else, so you never have time to work on you. Lots of you are too busy helping other people that you never help yourself. When is a good time to live a life that is worthy of you? You are presently getting out of life what you believe you deserve. If you believe you are a genius, you will only get and receive genius things. Most of you are all of you, everybody, me, you, whoever the presidential candidates are, whoever it is, billionaires, everybody, you can say whatever you want to say about a billionaire that you may or may not hate. But the point is, he or she believes that they deserve $1 billion and they receive it. Whatever you are getting out of life, you are simply getting what you believe you deserve. So start developing a habit of believing in yourself and charging your worth in all things. I think I need to say that again. You need to start believing in yourself, but you need to develop a habit. Every single morning you awake, develop a habit. I believe in you. Tony, I believe in you. Krista, I believe in you. Janet, I believe in you. Bobby, I believe in you. Blaine, I believe in you. Marcus, I believe in you. Octavius, I believe in you. If you can't look in the mirror, if you can't look in the mirror and stare yourself in the eye and say, I believe in you, if that makes you uncomfortable, you have a problem. But here is the good news. It doesn't take talent to believe in yourself. It just takes the habit of practice. Believe in yourself. And start charging people your worth in all things. Now, that may be money. If you're an entrepreneur, stop giving discounts. You are worth that price. But maybe we're not talking about money. If you're in a relationship and you are worth love, start charging your significant other the love in which you are worth. People, are only going to treat you in the manner in which you view yourself. Let me say this, and it's going to be a bit painful, and I do apologize, but why would I tell you the truth when I personally know you constantly lie to yourself? So if you're with someone who's always lying to you, it is because you are always lying to yourself. Number six, act like you. If you don't ever do anything, if you don't ever reach your dream, you won't eat. Let me see if I can say that more coherently. Act like if you don't do anything to reach your dream, you will not eat. You got to be hungry. Some of y'all, y'all here lazy. You need to be hungry. If you need to wake up tomorrow morning and you need to wake up and your feet need to hit the ground and you need to say, if I don't write this book, if I don't apply for this college, if I don't study for this GRE, if I don't make this amount of money, if I don't sell this many CDs, if I don't help my husband, if I don't, whatever it is, I will not eat unless I do this. That's how you need to approach your dreams. That if you don't do it, you go broke and your children go broke. That way, you are willing to do the work. You have to be willing to do the work. Your desire to win must be greater than your obstacles ahead. Your desire to win must be greater than your obstacles ahead. You are going to have obstacles. Stop thinking because if you just had this opportunity, it wouldn't be hard. Stop thinking if I was a millionaire, if I was six figures, no, obstacles are going to continue to come your way. But your desire from on the inside of you must be greater than the things or people coming against you. Your desire to win must be greater than your obstacles ahead. Now, listen, lean in, write this down. Right, this is still in number six, but write this down. I need you to write this down. I know I need you to at least confess it, believe it, receive it, and memorize it. Your life is not for everybody. Only build it with quality people. I'll clap myself for that. Listen to what I just said. Your life is not for everybody. Only build it with quality people. I think that deserves a third time because somebody is being liberated by this message. Your life is not for everybody. Only build it with quality people. Some of you, you think because you let people go. Now, I'm not talking about being rude, and I'm not talking about helping others, and I'm not talking about loving people back to wholeness. I believe in all of that, and you owe it to this world to love people back to wholeness. But if someone is in pig slop, you're meant to help them for a moment. You're not meant to live, give up your house, and live in that slop with them. And that is how some of you are living your lives. You want to be a PhD, but you are hanging and supping and sleeping with people who have no desires to go to school whatsoever, and they have no desire to send you to school, and they have no desire to allow you to reach your dream. Your life is not for everybody. Only build it with quality people. It's not arrogant. It's intelligent. Your life is not for everybody. Only build it with quality people. It's one thing to be working on your greatness. It's another thing for your greatness to be working on you. There's no possible way that I can have hundreds of people on a phone call and hundreds of thousands of people on this podcast. There's no way I can reach millions of people a week. There is absolutely no way that I am lucky and I received this here. I have this here. You are here on this phone call not because I'm arrogant or I'm a genius. It is simply because I believe it's mine. Whether you showed up to this phone call or not, I believe hundreds of people and thousands of people would have. That is not to be arrogant. That is simply to know that I am worth the time I have something to say, and I say it well. That is not arrogant. That is a simple fact that I believe in myself. No one has to believe in me. I believe in me, and I want you to tap into your genius and do the same thing. Somebody right now on this phone call, you're a best-selling author, and you're talking yourself out of being that author. Somebody right now, you're supposed to be doing this phone call bigger than me, better than me, more quality than me, better guest than me, but you're talking yourself out of doing this kind of phone call right now. It's one thing to be working on your greatness, but it's another thing when you believe in yourself and your greatness starts working on you. Number seven, ask yourself, if you die today, what dreams and books, charity foundations, and inventions will die with you? You want to tap into your greatness? Start asking yourself. You want to tap into your genius? Start asking yourself honestly this question. If you die right now, how much of your genius has the world seen, and how much of it will go into the cemetery? It has been said over and over and over again, the richest place in the world is not in the banks, it's not in the most upscale neighborhoods, it's not Wall Street. The richest place in the world is the cemetery. Most people die at 26 years old and then finally die a physical death at 66 years old, only to discover they have lived somebody else's life. Listen to me. Some of you, you will live your whole life and die realizing that you never lived your own life. You lived someone else's. You lived your life according to your mother's expectations of you. You picked your mother's boyfriend. You picked the boyfriend your mother said you should have. You picked what your wife said you should have. You picked what your cousin said you should have. Some of you are so bad, you picked what your haters said you should have. No, you picked what your haters said you deserve. You picked what your antagonist said that you deserve. Some of you are dying right now, not living your life, but the life that somebody else put upon you. So here is your challenge in number seven. Make it your life's goal to die empty. If you woke up this morning and you woke up lazy, you are the problem. If you want to be rich, and that's fine, that's your goal, but you woke up this morning broke, you had no business going to sleep in the first place. You need to understand that every single night that you lay your head on your pillow, and I know we got people calling from the UK and all sorts of stuff. Listen to me very, very, very well. If you go to sleep full of energy, you're dead wrong. Every night you go to bed, you should go to bed exhausted. You need to live full but die empty. Number eight, liberate yourself. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. When I was a kid, this is the honest to God truth, when I was a kid, I had a stuttering problem because I lost my hearing. I lost my hearing at a very young age, and after this, I would go off into CPS custody, which is Child Protective Services, and I would eventually be adopted when I was 14 years old. And so all during this time, I had this massive stuttering problem. Maybe my thoughts were going through my brain so fast, or maybe whatever it was, I would stutter to the point where I would breathe like the stutter, and I would catch my breath, and I could never catch my breath, and I could never get my words out. I had this massive stuttering problem, and people made fun of me. People told me what I could not do. People told me how I would never be able to talk, and my teachers called me stupid, and kids called me stupid, and there was literally, and you can act, this is a verifiable fact, it's proven. The lady who adopted me, they came to her and they told her that I would never amount to anything. And she cried because she was trying so hard to fix me and to help me. And I couldn't speak and I couldn't do all these things. And today, all of my income comes from professional speaking. You need to hear what I just said. I literally had a stuttering problem. and that stuttering problem affected my entire life. But once I decided that other people's opinion of me no longer mattered to me, I literally stopped stuttering, not because I was gifted, but because I wanted more. And something inside of me shifted, and I started concentrating on my word. And as I developed the habit of concentrating on my word, as I developed the habit of concentrating on what I wanted to do, I did it. And even today, you didn't even realize that I still have a stuttering problem. A few times during this phone call, I've messed up and stuttered, and you thought it was charisma. Not because I don't have this whatever it is. It's simply because I believe that I got the best stutter in the whole world. If I'm going to stutter, I'm going to make stuttering look very good, and I'm going to get paid for it. Make sure that other people's goals, other people's opinions of you, does not end up being your reality. You don't have to be great to get. You don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. You don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to be started to be great. Don't be afraid to fail. You want to tap into your genius? Liberate yourself by letting go of failure. Failure does not exist. It's something that is just a hypothetical situation in your head. Don't be afraid to fail, and don't let your emotions use you. You learn how to use your emotions. Don't let your emotions use you. You learn how to use your emotions. Don't let your emotions use you. You learn how to use your emotions. Accept where you are in life, but do not respect it. Accept where you are in this present situation. That is where you are now is a direct result of the thoughts you have maintained and repeated in your head subconsciously. Not your conscious thoughts, your subconscious thoughts of the direct physical manifest, your outer world is a physical manifestation of the subconscious thoughts you keep in your inner world. And here is the thing. Accept that. Accept it's your fault and then stop respecting it. You don't, just because you are in a bad neighborhood does not make you bad neighborhood material. Just because you are a divorcee does not mean that your worth is your divorce. Just because you have bad credit does not mean that you are someone that's worthy of bad credit. Accept where you are, but don't respect it. And stop being a volunteer victim. You want to tap into your genius? Take control of your own life and stop being a volunteer victim. Number 9, believe you are unstoppable. If you are not religious, look at what we have done with 10% of our human brain. We went from cavemen in the cave to building towers, to engineering roads, to building aqueducts, and today you have the iPhone or the Galaxy or whatever phone device that you use. Look at what we've done with 10% of our brains. We have literally shown that we are unlimited. We've been to the moon. For God's sake, we went to Pluto. If we went to Pluto, that shows you how powerful the human brain can be. Tap into your 10%. Here's the deal. If you are religious and you believe in your Bible or whatever your religious canon may be, then you believe that you were made after the image of the higher being that is nothing to get past it. And since you're made in that image, and since that image lives inside of you, that means you're made after that image, and that image lives inside of you, and you were made by the Creator who is perfect. So how in the hell do you have limitations? Please, I said hell on purpose so I can shock you into reality. Listen to what I just said. How in the hell do you have limitations when you were made after an unlimited God and the unlimited God lives inside of you? and the unlimited God created you. You have no limitations. You can be, do, and have whatever it is that you want. Stop thinking that you have limitations. Be unstoppable. Number 10, get back up. Geniuses do not take no for an answer. Steve Jobs did not take no for an answer. Albert Einstein did not take no for an answer. Geniuses do not take no for an answer. If you get knocked down, get yourself back up right now because you're worthy of getting back up. Neither do geniuses quit when things get hard. Most of you are quitting 3 feet before gold, and you're quitting, and you have no idea how you're going to get to the obstacle because you keep on quitting. Think about it. I want you to think about it. Think about all the piano lessons you've taken as a child. You're supposed to be playing great piano right now, but you can barely read music because you quit. Think about all the Spanish classes that you've taken through high school or French or whatever language that you learned, and you are not fluent in that language because you quit. Think about the troubles in your relationship right now. You have those troubles because you keep quitting on your relationship partner. There are no such things as relationship problems. There are only character issues that are showing up in the relationship. People who are geniuses, people who have tapped into their geniuses, do not quit. Listen, LeBron James is a genius. Just because he's not building nuclear energy and doing nuclear physics does not mean he has not become a genius and tapped into his master of hand-eye coordination. Do you know how much geometry and mathematics it takes to stand at a three-point line, even though he's not the greatest three-point shooter in the world? Do you know how much genius it takes to do geometry without even being recognizing you're doing geometry and you're shooting a basketball up and then up, and then now you're doing trigonometry and you're going doing calculus? It takes so much mathematics to take a basketball from one area to know that gravity pulls everything down to the center of the earth at 9.86 meters a second, and to use that against the gravity, and to also ignore the fact that we're spinning around on planet Earth extremely fast, and still make a basketball go all next into the basket. That is genius. Just because you think geniuses are making the best music out there and all the best things, that is not genius. Genius is whatever you do, and whatever you do very well. We will never know you are a genius if you stay down. We're getting ready to end this phone call. Listen. Here is the issue. I've empowered you. Matter of fact, let me go back through and give you 1 through 10 again just in case you missed it. Number 1, it is possible. Number 2, stop saying I would, but. Number 3, stop living your fears. Number 4, renew your mind. Number 5, develop yourself. Number 6, act like whatever you're doing today, if you don't do it, you will not. Number 7, ask yourself, if I die today, what dreams, books, charity foundations, and inventions will die with me? Number 8, liberate yourself. Number 9, believe you are unstoppable. Number 10, get back up. Here's the issue. I've just told you a whole lot of information. This has been one wonderful hour of sound-packed information. Some of you have learned more than you would learn spending $100,000 going to get your undergrad bachelor's degree. But some of you are not going to do a darn thing because you think too much. Stop always being a thinker and get your butt up and start doing some work. It's very simple. I can't help you on the road to success if you're laying in the bed all day. I can't help you. This information doesn't help you if you don't apply it. Knowledge is power, but only when it's applied. Applied knowledge is power, not having the knowledge itself. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. I definitely appreciate you for being on this call. If you liked it, join us back next week at the same time, same bat channel. I do want to tell you that whoever you are, wherever you are, if you do not like your life, or if you love your life, it doesn't matter. Plant better. You're worthy of the quality of your life. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you and good night.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.